I'm Jim Stevenson. Welcome to The Game Room.
It is now public knowledge that Mr. Bolt has been tested positive.
He can outrun just about everyone in the world, but legendary sprinter Usain Bolt could not outrun coronavirus. Christopher Tufton is Jamaica's Minister of Health and Wellness.
He has been formally notified, I'm told, by the authorities. And in keeping with standard protocol, once there is a positive case, irrespective of the individual, it triggers an approach to questioning, interrogation, if you will, which would then follow through with contact tracing.
The 34-year-old retired sprinter, who won gold in the 100 and 200 meters at the last three Olympics, posted a video on social media to explain the situation and says he has no symptoms while staying in self-quarantine. Andrew Holness, Prime Minister of Jamaica, used the news to remind everyone in the country about taking precautions.
I must send a strong message to all Jamaicans that there is no room for complacency. The health authorities have advised that our surge in cases can be clearly linked to a number of activities. Church conventions, funerals, parties, and gatherings above the 20 rule.
Prime Minister Holness also says circumstances around Usain Bolt's positive test are being looked into.
Social media has been avidly discussing the positive result of our beloved Usain Bolt. There are also reports of an activity relating to Usain Bolt. Now, these matters are all being thoroughly investigated, and the police will give a report on these matters in the near future.
Jamaica has had fewer than 1,700 cases, a relatively low number in a country of nearly 3 million. On the track, Bolt's lightning bolt pose became iconic, as did his post-race celebrations. His speed and charisma put sprinting in the spotlight whenever he lined up in the blocks. Bolt set the world records in the 100 and 200 meters at the 2009 World Championships in Berlin. He retired after the World Championships in 2017.
Part of what you see in sports is the shaming of, oh, you brought it into the clubhouse. And so then all of a sudden, you'll lose a little bit of that transparency and honesty you need to totally get your hands on it.
St. Louis Cardinals president of baseball operations John Mosliak's reaction after the New York Mets announced at least one player and one staff member had tested positive for COVID-19 and games were postponed during the Mets' visit to Miami.
My advice is, you know, don't shame anybody. It's not a finger-pointing incident. It's really about helping mitigate spread as best you can. And to do so, it's having a very honest and transparent conversation with individuals who do test positive.
Mosliak should know. The Cardinals spent half of August in quarantine after an outbreak on the team, and Mosliak said the most important thing that the Mets will need to do now is to ensure honest and proper contact tracing, which will be difficult if those who tested positive are fearful of a backlash. The Mets are also sitting out their game with the New York Yankees. New York manager Aaron Boone said this season of COVID uncertainty has been difficult.
2020 is like no other year, and in a way we know what we've signed up for, and we knew that at times there was going to be challenges. Obviously, we've already faced our own challenges just with a couple of cancellations and doubleheaders. Other teams have obviously had it significantly worse with actual outbreaks and things, so we'll just continue to do our best to try and do our part to be able to safely play games.
French golfer Romain Langas came from behind to win his first European Tour title at the ISPS Handa Open in Wales.
I did one on Challenge Tour 2 years ago, and winning my first events on such a good course and with that kind of condition, really tough the first few rounds and five shots behind, it's always a always a good thing. And, you know, I play really, really well today. One of my best rounds ever. Really solid on the back nine, and I'm really happy.
Starting the final round 5 shots behind, the Frenchman made up most of the ground on the final 9 holes.
It's the best way to go, you know, and especially the back nine. The back nine have been really impressive for myself, and the attitude I've got until the end was really, really good. And I think that was the key of the walks and of how I play today, and I'm really proud of that.
Langast, the 2015 Amateur Champion winner, finished 2 shots in front of Conor Syme of Scotland.
Obviously, bitterly disappointed. It was a really poor kind of last 5 or 6 holes for me, unfortunately, but just the way it goes sometimes.
Although he fell short of winning, Syme did earn a spot in the upcoming U.S. Open.
That will be special, definitely. It was certainly a goal for the for these UK swing events to try and qualify for that. So obviously delighted to have achieved that. It's obviously sore with today. The goal was really not to try and think about that at all and try and win the golf tournament. But unfortunately, just didn't quite have it today, and a few wrong decisions, unfortunately, and just didn't quite have it. But that's golf, and there'll be a next time.
Langast collected his first title with no fans to witness in person.
I like fun in general, so it will be better with fun, but without fun, and it's always a good thing to be there to play again golf, and just I think it's much easier on the last 3 holes because you don't have this sound and this kind of sound around. But no, it was a pleasure to play also without fun, and I'm really happy.
But like Syme, he's also going to the U.S. Open.
It's gonna be a huge event, huge golf course. Really happy.
Bayern Munich emerged the winner of the Champions League title with a 1-0 win over Paris Saint-Germain. Bayern fully merited their 6th victory in the tournament, repeating the historic treble season of 2012 and 2013 when the team won the Champions League, Bundesliga, and the German Cup. Kingsley Coman scored the only goal of the game to the delight of Bayern coach Hansi Flick.
Kingsley hat herausragende Fähigkeiten und heute hat auch gezeigt, dass Tore schießen kann. Das war auch ein ganz wichtigen
Kingsley has incredible skills, and today he showed that he can score goals. He scored an important goal at an important game, and we're very happy about it. Regarding the team, I have to say that you don't just win 3 titles overnight. It was hard work. I remember in November 2019, the papers wrote that no one fears this Bayern team anymore, and that no one respects it, and how bad they are. I think the growth they underwent is sensational. The quality increased each training session, and this resulted in better matches. I have to give a massive compliment to my team. We worked hard on becoming this successful this season, and it was simply work.
Ja, den Aufwand, wir haben wirklich hart auch gearbeitet an dem, dass wir so erfolgreich waren jetzt diese Saison, und das war, ja.
PSG was making its first Champions League final appearance, but its star players were disappointing and not able to lead their club to their first title. PSG coach Thomas Tuchel.
Bon match, c'est son. Oui, peut-être on a manqué un peu de la chance.
It was a real battle from us, and it was a good match. Yes, we lacked a bit of luck, and we had chances, and there were phases of the game when we asked questions of Bayern Munich. We played very well. We fashioned opportunities, and we defended incredibly in terms of our quality and our mentality. It was incredible. I felt before the match that the first goal might prove crucial. We had a great chance to score that opening goal, and I really believe that we could have easily played the match again and won it by a goal to nil had we scored that chance. Unfortunately, that wasn't the way it went. We didn't get the rub of the green. These are the fine margins in football, and without luck, occasionally, it can be difficult to win matches such as this.
Sans chance, c'est difficile de gagner un match comme ça.
Both teams are looking toward the future. Bayern Munich already has signed Leroy Sane from Manchester City to add more firepower for next season. World number one men's tennis player Novak Djokovic says he does not have to repair his reputation after hosting an exhibition event where he and a number of players contracted coronavirus. And the Serbian has no regrets making his return to the main tour at the Western and Southern Open in New York.
I don't enjoy anything that I do off the court that is related to tennis as much as I do the things that I do on the court. So I love competing, And I think in the end of the day, we all are professional tennis players and we all want to be here and our season to restart. So, no, that was also not the deciding factor of why I came to New York. I miss tennis. I miss competition.
With so many considerations, Djokovic wanted to be certain he could return to Europe after the U.S. Open.
Because things were so unpredictable. I mean, there were so many different points that were discussed. And for me, the crucial, so to say, the most fundamental point that had to be confirmed, I think, for us players is the special exemption of coming back to Europe without being quarantined, so that we can actually be able to compete in the European tournaments.
Djokovic will be the only representative of the big three at the Grand Slam in New York.
It is definitely strange not to have Federer and Nadal, at least one of them. They'll be missed without a doubt because they are who they are, legends of our sport.
Djokovic says the event is not diminished without them.
With Federer and Nadal and Wawrinka not coming to the tournament, every other top player is here. So I don't make a significant difference in terms of whether this Grand Slam should be considered as a Grand Slam in terms of title or something like that, because I see there's a conversation about that and that people think that it should not be valued in a certain same way. I disagree with that. I think most of the top players are here.
Djokovic was also defensive that a U.S. Open title might be easier for him to grab in the absence of Federer and Nadal.
I did not make my decision because Rafa pulled out. I mean, if that's what people want to hear, I made my decision already months ago to come to US Open and play here because I really wanted to restart on a hard court where I feel the most comfortable. That's the surface that I have most success on. I love playing in the US Open.
The US Open begins August 31st and runs through September 13th. MotoGP defending champion Marc Marquez will not ride for another title as he recovers from a second operation on his broken arm because of an accident caused by opening a window at his home.
My 8th season in MotoGP always has been on the track and always taking a lot of risk to achieve my goals and to achieve the world championships. Unfortunately, this strange season has been the most difficult for me at the moment because the injury.
The Honda rider says he will closely follow his doctor's advice and will not rush his return from injury.
The first time I follow what the doctor say to me and give me the confidence that I was able to ride the bike, to do some gym because they say that the plate was enough strong and I was doing what they recommend. You know, it's the right arm also on the winter time I struggle a lot with the shoulder surgery and you know, now it's time to put all the things on a correct way and come back at 100%.
The Spaniard remains positive after breaking his arm last month at the Spanish Grand Prix.
All the injuries are the most difficult moment, especially the last one always is the most difficult because you know, it's something that all the humans have the same defect that we forget about the past. But from 2011, 2012, I was at home, but I didn't know if I was able to ride again the bike. Now, you know, it looks like I will be able to ride again the bike. That is my passion. And yeah, it's just be passionate and, of course, take time.
Marquez is enjoying the experience of watching the championship run while at home.
When you don't have any pressure and when you... It's everything comes easier, but then when the pressure comes there, it's quite difficult. But you know, it's fun to watch because you never know who will win the race, and to win the championship, nobody at the moment have an extra push. Watching the championship is interesting also from home because, it's quite unpredictable.
Who will win? He thinks it's between Fabio Quartararo and Andrea Dovizioso.
Oh, difficult to say, but it will be between Dovi and Fabio. Fabio have the speed, Dovi have the experience. You know, if Dovi win the championship, everybody will be happy, I think. because he deserved too. I mean, he finished second last three seasons and he deserved. But also Fabio is a very young talent that he showed already last year. He's very fast.
I want to show that female boxers also can box like men.
Former WBC lightweight boxing champion Delphine Persoon is fighting to regain the title and to promote women's boxing.
Where I live in Belgium, there are not a lot of female boxing and boxers, and I always train with men. And if you train always with men, this is like sparrings, they are like this. They don't, on the sparrings with me, they don't hold in. They spar, so I'm prepared for hard fights.
Persoon steps into the ring for a rematch with unified world lightweight champion Katie Taylor of Ireland, who wants to cement her position as the best fighter.
I guess I just want to prove that I am the best, and I think there's going to be criticism whether you win or lose in a fight anyway, so I don't really take too much notice of what people are saying outside the ring, but I do want to prove that I'm the best, and this is why I train so hard, this is why I am in boxing for it. I want to be the best, and I want to be known as the pound for pound number one.
Persoon challenged Taylor at the toughest bout of her great career last June in New York's Madison Square Garden, with the Irish woman unifying the division by winning a tight contest via a majority decision, leading by just 2 points on two of the cards and drawing the third. Persoon was not certain she would get a rematch.
Yeah, we were very surprised because we don't think Katie gonna take this risk, because for her it's a big risk. It's her life. She earned her money with the box, and if she lost this fight, it's not good for her career.
Many observers had the hard-hitting Belgian down as the winner against the technically proficient Taylor. Since then, Persoon has overcome a serious illness with pneumonia and has tested negative for COVID-19. She now hopes to prove her style will prevail.
Katie had her plan. Is it this technical or tactical? It's also a way of boxing, and I respect her way of boxing. Everybody had his way of boxing, and yeah, it's for me to prove with my style of boxing a little bit more better.
Taylor will try to remain undefeated without a raucous crowd around the ring.
You know, boxing in front of no crowd, you have all the belts on the line. This is the purest form of boxing we'll ever see, really, and this is what I love about this. You're not going to see a purer form of boxing. You know, there's two champion fighters stepping up, taking a huge risk in front of no crowd. It's absolutely incredible.
Taylor has an unblemished record of 15 wins with 6 knockouts. Persoon has 44 wins, 18 by knockout, with 2 losses. Japanese Paralympians strutted the catwalk at a prosthetic fashion show in Tokyo Tuesday to mark the 1-year countdown to the postponed Paralympic Summer Games. Kaede Magawa was one of the Paralympic athletes participating. Thanks to the show, I felt once again there was only 1 year left until the Paralympic Games. When I was rehearsing, I felt like I was at the opening ceremony and almost cried. The show was such a great opportunity for me. Takao Ochi was a photographer and organizer of the fashion show. At next year's Paralympics, safety and security are paramount. One of the purposes of holding the fashion show was to overcome the coronavirus. The virus has been spreading and expanding, and I really hope the pandemic will be over soon. I want Paralympians to perform at their best here. That's what I wish for. Tuesday would have been the original opening day of the Tokyo 2020 Paralympics with about 4,400 athletes. The games were postponed due to the coronavirus pandemic. The Game Room opens with new stories each week, or play anytime on voanews.com.